Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the book of Deuteronomy, so start at the beginning, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Find chapter 23. I'll be reading chapters 23 through 25, taking some devotional pauses, thinking some application at the end, and then closing in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this book of the law and what it can help us know about you and our relationship with you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Deuteronomy 23. No one who has been emasculated by crushing or cutting may enter the assembly of the Lord. All right, I don't want to think about that too long. No one born of a forbidden marriage, nor any of their descendants, may enter the assembly of the Lord, not even in the 10th generation. No Ammonite or Moabite or any of their descendants may enter the assembly of the Lord, nor even the 10th generation. For they did not come to meet you with the bread and water on their way when you came out of Egypt, and they hired Balaam son of Beor from Pethor in Aram-Naharim to pronounce a curse on you. However, the Lord your God would not listen to Balaam, but turned the curse into a blessing for you because the Lord your God loves you. Do not seek a treaty of friendship with them as long as you live. Okay, very interesting. Some of the nations that did not help them now for generations are not to be helped by the Israelites, not to be allowed in their worship. Do not despise an Edomite, for the Edomites are related to you. Do not despise an Egyptian, because you resided as foreigners in their country. Okay, that's interesting. The third generation of children born to them may enter the assembly of the Lord. Notice the third generation. When you are encamped against your enemies, keep away from everything impure. If one of your men is unclean because of a nocturnal emission, he is to go outside the camp and stay there. But as evening approaches, he is to wash himself, and at sunset, he may return to the camp. Designate a place outside the camp where you can go to relieve yourself. Okay, these were before the days of running water and toilets. As part of your equipment, with something to dig with, and when you relieve yourself, dig a hole and cover up your excrement. Yes, this is in the Word of God. For the Lord your God moves about in your camp to protect you and deliver your enemies to you. Your camp must be holy, so that you will not see among you anything indecent and turn away from you. So as God first sets this up, it's all about his view of holiness and purity, and he gives these particular things that he wants his people to do in that day. Verse 15, if a slave has taken refuge with you, do not hand him over to their master. Let them live among you wherever they like, and in whatever town they choose, do not oppress them. No Israelite man or woman is to become a shrine prostitute. You must not bring the earnings of a female prostitute or of a male prostitute in the house of the Lord your God to pay any vow, because the Lord your God detests them both. Do not charge a fellow Israelite interest, whether on money or food or anything else that may earn interest. You may charge a foreigner interest, but not a fellow Israelite, so that the Lord your God may bless you in everything you put your hand to in the land you are entering to possess. If you make a vow to the Lord your God, do not be slow to pay it, for the Lord your God will certainly demand it of you, and you will be guilty of sin. But if you refrain from making a vow, you will not be guilty. Whatever your lips utter, you must be sure to do, because you made your vow freely to the Lord your God with your own mouth. If you enter your neighbor's vineyard, you may eat all the grapes you want, but do not put any in your basket. If you enter your neighbor's grain field, you may pick kernels with your hands, but you must not put a sickle to their standing grain. Okay, so some miscellaneous laws here. Chapter 24, if a man marries a woman who becomes displeasing to him because he finds something indecent about her, and he writes her a certificate of divorce, gives it to her, and sends her from his house, and if after she leaves his house, she becomes the wife of another man, and her second husband dislikes her and writes her a certificate of divorce, gives it to her, and sends her from his house, or if he dies, then her first husband, who divorced her, is not allowed to marry her again after she has been defiled. That would be detestable in the eyes of the Lord. Do not bring sin upon the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. Some of these things don't make sense to us, right? Like today, they would make maybe the opposite sense. But this is the way God set it up. Here's how you're going to be holy and honor me in all of these things. If a man is recently married, he must not, verse 5, be sent to war or have any other duty laid on him. For 1 year, he's to be free to stay home. and bring happiness to the wife he's married. Do not take a pair of millstones, not even the upper one, as security for a debt, because that would be taking a person's livelihood as security. If someone's caught kidnapping a fellow Israelite and treating or selling them as a slave, the kidnapper must die. You must purge the evil from among you. In cases of defiling skin diseases, be very careful to do exactly as the Levitical priest instructs you. You must follow carefully what I have commanded them. Remember that the Lord your God did to Miriam along the way after you came out of Egypt. When you make a loan of any kind to your neighbor, do not go into their house to get what is offered to you as a pledge. Stay outside and let the neighbor to whom you are making the loan bring the pledge out to you. If the neighbor is poor, do not go to sleep with their pledge in your possession. Return their cloak by sunset so that the neighbor may sleep in it. Then they will thank you, and it will be regarded as a righteous act in the sight of the Lord your God. One thing we need to be able to see through all these miscellaneous laws and different things that God set up is that what he's really doing is he's taking care of people, showing complete respect to people, making sure their basic needs are met. Verse 14, do not take advantage of a hired worker who is poor and needy, whether that worker is a fellow Israelite or a foreigner residing in one of your towns. Pay them their wages each day before sunset because they're poor and are counting on it. Otherwise, they may cry to the Lord against you and you will be guilty of sin. Parents are not to be put to death for their children or children put to death for their parents. Each will die for their own sin. Do not deprive the foreigner or the fatherless of justice or take the cloak of the widow as a pledge. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt and the Lord your God redeemed you from there. That is why I command you to do this. When you are harvesting in your field and you overlook a sheaf, do not go back to get it. Leave it for the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow, so that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands. When you beat the olives from your trees, do not go over the branches a second time. Leave what remains for the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow. When you harvest the grapes in your vineyard, do not go over the vines again. Leave what remains for the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt. That is why I command you to do this. So remember where you were, remember how you struggled, and now help those who are struggling. Chapter 25. When people have a dispute, they are to take it to the court, and the judges will decide the case, acquitting the innocent and condemning the guilty. At least that's the way it was supposed to be, right? Verse 2. If the guilty person deserves to be beaten, the judge shall make them lie down and have them flogged in his presence with the number of lashes the crime deserves. But the judge must not impose more than 40 lashes. If the guilty, turning the page here, if the guilty party is flogged more than that, your fellow Israelite will be degraded in your eyes. Do not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain. If brothers are living together and one of them dies without a son, his widow must not marry outside the family. Her brother's husband's brother shall take her and marry her and fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law to her. The first son she bears shall carry on the name of the dead brother so that his name will not be blotted out from Israel. However, if a man does not want to marry his brother's wife, she shall go to the elders at the town gate and say, "My husband's brother refuses to carry on his brother's name in Israel. He will not fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law to me." Then the elders of his town shall summon him and talk to him. If he persists in saying, "I do not want to marry her," his brother's widow shall go up to him in the presence of the elders, take off one of his sandals, spit in his face, and say, "This is what is done to the man who will not build up his brother's family line. That man's line shall be known as Israel, as the family of the unsandaled." Wow. Wow. Okay. If two men are fighting and the wife of one of them comes to rescue her husband from his assailant, and she reaches out and seizes him by his private parts, you shall cut off her hand, show her no pity. Do not have two differing weights in your bag. One heavy, one light. Do not have two differing measures in your house, one large, one small. You must have accurate and honest weights and measures so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. He's talking about honesty here. For the Lord your God detests anyone who does these things, anyone who deals dishonestly. Remember what the Amalekites did to you along the way when you came out of Egypt? When you were weary and worn out, they met you on your journey and attacked all who were lagging behind. They had no fear of God. When the Lord your God gives you rest from all the enemies around you in the land he's giving you to possess as an inheritance, you shall blot out the name of Amalek, for under heaven, do not forget. That's the end of Deuteronomy 25 and the end of our reading for today. Well, what in the world do we take out of this, right? What do we apply? Because most of these are laws that were for them at that time and are not carried on to us. We can be thankful for some of those things, right? But I think the overall thing that really comes out to me is something I mentioned earlier for application. God was always taking care of the orphan, the fatherless, the widow. He was taking care of those who did not have. He was trying to help the people to remember when they came into the promised land, because that's what they're getting ready to do here. And they're setting up their laws and everything. When they come to the promised land, they're to consider where they were in Egypt. They're to consider how to take care of other people. These laws typically were really about showing respect and decency and help to the fellow man. So that's what I take out of this, because that still applies today, right? That principle still applies, to think of those who do not have, to think of those who are worse off, to think of those, anybody that we're dealing with, to treat them as we would want to be treated, to treat them as God treats them and sees them. So that's what I'm taking away today. What about you? Father, thank you for your word, for this area of Deuteronomy, Lord, that just, it's amazing. Some of the laws that were back then, some of the things that seem so harsh to us today. And yet, Lord, you wanted your people to be holy. You wanted your people to take care of each other. And following your law to the letter in that day was the way that they showed that they were set apart for you. So, Father, help me to have that same love in my heart for other people, to see them as you see them, and to be able to treat them in a way that would honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.